Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the fear of the Lord was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There was a preacher in Colorado Springs. We were just talking about this, and he used to tell people that he took the exact same salary. This is pastor of a big church, mega church, 12,000 people, that he took the exact same salary as the secretary, as the janitor, as the person that parked cars. Everybody had exactly the same salary, that there was nobody who was ahead of another person in the church. And you know what? That was true in one sense, that there was a base salary that was the same. But what he missed telling them was that he got two cars given to him. He had a housing allowance. He had bonuses. He had performance things. He had this and that. And he got 10 times as much as some of the other people who had the same base salary. But yet he took a fact and presented it and gave a false representation and left a false impression with people. And it was wrong. That's bearing false witness. That's not integrity. That is not fearing God. That is misrepresenting things and presenting things in a way that isn't accurate. You know what? That's not the fear of God. The fear of God is a person who will swear to his own hurt, not change. He will say something, and when he says something, it's the truth. You don't ever have to wonder what that person believes. That's integrity. So it says here in verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. This is the fear of the Lord. He's teaching the fear of the Lord. You depart from evil and do good. You seek peace and pursue it. All of these things are things that concern the fear of the Lord. Let's turn over to Jeremiah chapter 1. And what I want to do with you tonight, again, like I said, there's just so much to share that I don't know where to go. I just want to share kind of a testimony with you that when I got turned on to the Lord, it was March the 23rd, 1968. I had this encounter with God that just literally transformed my life. It was in the pastor's study of University Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas, 12 o'clock midnight. On March the 23rd, Saturday night. And God just showed up. And anyway, it's a very long story, but it revolutionized my life and turned me around. And God began to start speaking some things to me. He told me to quit school, which this is part of fearing the Lord. You just put God ahead of everything. There was all kinds of reasons why I shouldn't have done that. I was getting $350 a month from the government if I stayed in school. I had the acceptance of my mother, my family, and people around me as long as I did these things. I had a student deferment from the draft, and yet God spoke to me and told me to quit school. And so, you know what? I feared God more than I feared people. And so I did it, and sure enough, I got drafted, and I got sent to Vietnam, spent 13 months in Vietnam. And when I got out of Vietnam, I was still learning the fear of the Lord. And one of my big hang-ups was that I was an introvert. It was hard for me to look at a person and talk to them. I could do it with friends. You know, I've got some friends that are here that I have known since I was a kid. And if I was friends with you and if I knew you for 10 or 15 years, then I could talk to you. And I was okay around certain people. But I remember as a senior in high school, walking down the street, and a man walked by me and said, good morning. And he was two blocks down the street before I got good morning back. I just was so introverted. I couldn't talk to people. And I had all of these problems, and I felt like God had called me to the ministry, and I started trying to minister, and it was pitiful. Some of you think it's pitiful now, but it used to be much more pitiful. It used to be really bad, amen. Anyway, I was trying to minister, and I started a Monday night Bible study, and I was teaching, and people were coming. But I mean, I just struggled. It was the hardest thing that I'd ever done. And I was still in the Baptist church, and this was in 1972, or maybe January of 1973. And I was still in this Baptist church, Calvary Hill Baptist Church over in Mesquite, Texas. And they came up with Layman Sunday. And they asked me if I would preach on Layman Sunday. And so on a Sunday morning service, and I said yes, because I knew God had called me to minister and I was trying. And man, I had an opportunity, so I said yes. And as soon as I said yes, I thought, what in the world did I say yes for? Because there's like 300 people or so in this church. And I mean, for a month or two, I was absolutely petrified. How am I going to stand in front of these people and minister the word? And I just was studying the word day and night out of desperation, asking God to help me somehow or another. And Jamie and I had just gotten married. We got married on October the 27th, 1972. And we were living at the Kingsley Place Apartments over in Mesquite. And we were in there. And I remember that I was just studying the Word 10, 15 hours a day and just devouring the Word. And God was speaking awesome things to me, but I had trouble getting it out because I was so afraid of people. And so anyway, I'd been studying the Word all day. Jamie had already gone to bed, and I went in to go to bed. And back in those days, I could lay my head on the pillow, and boom, I was asleep right then. I mean, it didn't take me 30 seconds to go to sleep. And I laid down, and it probably was 30 minutes or 40 minutes later, and I was just wide awake. And I was sleepy, but I couldn't go to sleep. And I was wondering, what's going on? And I got to thinking about it, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to get back up and study. So I got up and went into our little, we had a one-bedroom apartment, and I went in there, and I just started praying, and I mean, God showed up. God came into that place, and I laid in the presence of God for hours, and I don't have the right words to describe this. I wasn't afraid in the sense that I knew that God was mad at me, but if you've ever been in the real presence of God, I mean caught up in the presence of God, there is a holy fear. I was afraid to open my eyes. I was afraid of what I'd see because God was there. And I mean, I spent hour after hour just laying there in the presence of the Lord. And finally, the Lord spoke to me these verses in Jeremiah chapter 1. And called me, and this changed my life forever. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I am a child, for I cannot speak, for I am a child." And you know, this is exactly the way I was feeling. I knew that God had already called me. But I said, God, I can't speak. I'm a child. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of people. You know, standing in front of a group of people like this, having 1,000 people watch by the internet, I guarantee you it would have just petrified me. I would have frozen in my tracks. And this is exactly how I responded. And this was just, it was like we were having a conversation. Even though I was reading it out of the Bible, this was God speaking to me. And Jeremiah, the way he responded is exactly the way I felt. I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And I mean the Lord spoke back to me in a very emphatic voice. He says, But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For you shall go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. And then that same night the Lord spoke to me, Jeremiah 5:14, which says, Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and the people wood, and it shall devour them. And you know what happened that night? I don't have the words to tell you, but I mean God took the fear of man out of me and put a fear of Him on the inside of me. And He gave me a boldness, and I know that God touched my mouth. He touched my mouth that night, and He put His words in my mouth. And I know that when I speak, it's like fire, and the people would, and it devours them. And since that time, I have never, ever been afraid to stand in front of people and speak, and it changed my life. Prior to that time, man, I would speak and it was pitiful, and I would apologize and swear to God I'd never do it again. I'd never embarrass me or Him again. And yet it'd be like Jeremiah 20 says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't forbear. I'd just have to try it again, and then it would bomb out and it was pitiful. But I just kept going through this. After that, I mean, something happened on the inside of me. I remember standing up in front of that Baptist church. I don't know if any of you remember that, but I was in front of this Baptist church on Layman's Sunday. Prior to that, I'd probably spoken for 10 or 20 minutes at a time. I spoke 2 hours. They came up and took the microphone away from me and told me to sit down and shut up. And I was still going, and I've never stopped. It changed my life. But the reason I bring this out is to say that, you know what? Every person has to have an encounter with the Lord where you have God touch you, put His word in your heart, and you have to turn from this fear of man. And just like those verses say, do not be afraid of their faces. Matter of fact, when I first started this, I'm getting stronger in it as time has gone along. But when I first started this, the way that I was not afraid of their faces, I would look above their heads, and I actually never looked at any person. That's the way I'd keep from being afraid of their faces. It would look like I was looking at you, but I wasn't.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the fear of the Lord. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1074 for CD or R3217D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK176 titled No Want or Lack when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about helping us as a partner. We've advertised partnership before, but specifically, we are in the process of building a campus to accommodate at least 3,000 people at our main facility in the Colorado Springs area. We're now in the process of building these buildings, and it's going to be quite a task. I mean, it's expensive, but we are going to be training people. You know, sometimes your work that you're able to do is dependent upon the tools that you have, and we need this tool of this facility to be able to train these people. So if you'd like to join with us, you can call 719-635-1111 and become a foundation partner today.